Welcome to the Anything Goes podcast. My name is Anna Richards, and this is my sacred space to have honest, real, empowering, fun, and big conversations. My mission is to not just motivate and inspire with each episode, but to push boundaries and teach you how to live your own life sovereignly, boldly, and unapologetically. I aim to bring you humor, depth, differing of opinions, and more. But one thing I can promise you is this is the podcast where anything goes.
She's back, baby. Hello, loves. I'm back. Hello, wherever you are listening to me, be it on a run, in the shower, in the car, in the gym, wherever you are, I hope you are smiling. I hope if you weren't smiling from the word smile, I hope you have begun. I am sitting here on a beautiful, moody Sunday, actually, in Cottesloe. And I laugh when I say that. We will get into that, the fact that I have just recently moved states again. But this is just an episode to dust off the cobwebs, essentially, and welcome myself back to the arena of podcasting and to get back into the habit of it. I know so many of you, especially recently, I don't know what it is, but you all really kicked my butt to sit back in the chair and hit record and go again, because I was getting a lot of questions. I think lots of you beautiful women started to listen, and men started to listen to the podcast again. And I was getting questions in my inbox saying, Anna, where has it gone? And why are you not in my ears? Can you please start it again? And full ownership, I don't know, full transparency. Like, there's no technical reason why I stopped. It just, life has been full and busy and different. And I suppose, to be honest, if I'm really honest, by the way, if you listen to this, you know that I'm very honest, but also I never plan a thing. So even coming back after the last episode I did was June the 4th, 2021. And so much has changed since then. But yeah, this is the first episode I'm doing back, and I just hit record. I literally sat down and hit record because I always trust and know that the truth is enough. What will come out is perfect. I never edit. I never cut anything. I just record and speak, and it comes into your ears, and it's just the transmission of truth and vulnerability. So I never know where this is going to go, but the power of this one, or why I wanted to record this particular one, was because I just wanted to say hello, 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 and welcome back. And hasn't my life changed in a year? As I said, the last two episodes I did, the one before the very last was my words and voice on my separation. And then the one after that was the one 2 days before my very first half Ironman, where I shared the most vulnerable conversation I will ever have. Go back and listen to that if you haven't already. And yeah, I still to this day get feedback on that episode, and I, you know, am privileged and honored and humbled when I do, and how it's inspired other women to find their voice and speak up in their own abuse stories and take their power back, essentially. So that's where we kicked it off. And to just kind of be like, yeah, well, welcome back. Let's talk about blah. Felt weird. I wanted to just say hello. I love you. I've missed you. I'm here. I'm committed. I really am committed. I have so much to say. The craziest thing is I have had so much to say relentlessly. I never have something not to say, basically. If you know me, you know that that is very true. But I think, and I know, this is where I got sidetracked just before, why I have not been, not inspired, I'm always inspired, but why I have not committed to sitting down and hitting record and speaking is because I've really been in the work. I've really been figuring life the fuck out. I've been trying and falling in love and hurting and just figuring everything out. I've been on a journey of the divine feminine. I have been trying to, yeah, just drop into all of the work, and it's been hard. It has been big. It has been beautiful. It has been a dichotomy of anything and everything that you can imagine. So hard but easy, and beautiful but tragic, and full of love but heartbreak. And so I've just been in the work, and I feel like the last year has really been the cocoon, the caterpillar season for me. And I'm really coming out as a butterfly now. Like, I'm back and I will share so much. And obviously I never went away. If, you know, you're sort of just stumbled upon this podcast because you don't follow me. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, then you're going to have no idea what I've been up to. But if you follow me on Instagram, you know, no matter what, I show up and I share my truth and you come on all the journeys with me. So you've been there through it all with me. And I know you felt it as well, that I have been on this journey and I have been figuring life out. And so much has happened. You know, in the last year alone, I've separated. Obviously, we had that brief chat. I'm almost divorced. Just so you know, in Australia, you can't get divorced. You have to wait a year, 1 year and one day. And Morgs and I, you know, our date we essentially had said was the date that it happened, which was March the 26th. And so a year and a day would be March the 27th, which is actually my birthday, which is next week. And we both said we are definitely not doing it on that day. So it'll be about a week after that. So, you know, April, I will be divorced. And I probably then, I'm going to have a bigger conversation around that, because it's been very interesting the last year how some shame has come up for me around being, I feel like I'm still so young. I feel like I'm really young, and I am young, I should say. And being, you know, in my early 30s and divorced, I felt shame around that. So I worked pretty quickly through that. But yeah, so in the last year, I've been separated, almost divorced. I found love again. I competed in and smashed 2 half Ironmans. I had record-breaking launches for self-love school and in my business in general. You know, I've worked a lot less but earned a lot more. And, you know, in the last 2 weeks, I have moved states again. I packed up my entire life in a self-love school launch, in the biggest, most record-breaking launch. I thought, why not? What a fun challenge. No, I'm kidding. It just all happened, you know, happened to all happen at the same time. When it rains, it pours. And I packed up my entire life, finished self-love school launch on the Sunday, did the live on the Monday, woke up on the Tuesday and drove across Australia back to Western Australia. So much has happened. Even one of those things is enough to, you know, go inward and heal and grieve and feel and do the work, but put them all together, it's some big fucking stuff. And so I've just been in the work, and also pretty much before my separation, but definitely in it and through it and after it, I knew my work, I knew my journey was all about, for me, just the divine feminine. And so I've really been in that the last year. I want to have more conversations around that, which I'm really excited about. But also I want to say, in the last year, obviously ending a love and finding a new love, it is really big. And I have wanted to come on and have, so, you know, laugh and share stories and have honest conversations. That's just what I'm known for. It's just who I am. It's just, I was born that way, I feel. But I also am acutely aware that it affects and involves other people. And so I protect both of those things, old love and new love, out of respect. And so will I have more conversations now I'm back and it's been a year? Absolutely. But just so you all know, because I do feel like it's such a fucking huge thing to go through. And I do think younger, I do think it is a bit bigger younger, you know, separation and divorce. And I get questions again weekly about, Anna, I was watching you through that separation and how you healed and how you dealt with it with grace. And, you know, how do you deal with it when you see old photos and da 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 da? And so I want to have more conversations about that. I will have more conversations about that. I'm back, like I said. But I just, like I said, I wanted to say hello. I love you. I have missed you. Podcasting and speaking is honestly one of my favorite things. And I just cannot wait to continue the conversation. So I will say, there was one episode I had done and I'm so glad I sat down and hit record on it. It was a recap of my first half Ironman. It will be episode after this, but I sat down probably about a month after I had completed it. So it would have been July. I remember I think it was a Saturday night or a Sunday night, and I had a gin in hand and I debriefed that first half Ironman. And so I'm going to put that up, of course. I think it's super important for me. It's super important for you to close that loop on hearing, you know, from tragedy to triumph, essentially, why I had done it, which was that story of abuse and reclamation of my body. So that will go up and I'm really excited about that. And then on we push, my friends, on we push. I'm so excited to, yeah, just be back in your ears, essentially, and back in your world. And I can't get tagged. It's so funny. I've been deplatformed. It's all kicked off in the last year, which has been huge. So lots of conversations to be had, lots of inspiration I hope to bring to you, lots of joy, lots of just fun. That's what I, you know, if I could choose my legacy, which we never can, right? But if I could choose my legacy, it's that I was just a girl that inspired some more love and inspired some more fun and inspired some more sovereignty in your life. So I will leave it there, but I'm really excited. The podcast will be back week by week, minimum, you know, some weeks there may be two if something spicy is happening in my world or the world and I just want to jump on and, you know, have the conversation on my platform, on my podcast, so I'm not deplatformed from Instagram. That's going to be a big one now I'm back. So loving you. Thank you. As always, if you are an OG listener, I love you so much. If you're a new listener, I love you so much. And yeah, let's have some fun, hey?
Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, I truly hope you got something out of this episode that you can use to challenge your own status quo. If you liked what you heard, it would mean so much to me if you shared this episode on your socials to help get this podcast more out in the world. Don't forget either to tag me personally at @AnnaRose_Richards so I can thank you personally. If you're also loving the conversations, leaving a review on iTunes by going to the podcast, scrolling down and clicking leave review will help even more amazing humans that need to find me, find me. As always, I am eternally grateful that you're tuning in. And until the next episode, know that I am always cheering on your sovereignty and success.